Hello, we are studying in the study of the Ten Sefirot in the writings of Baal HaSulam, Volume 1, Introduction, the study of the Ten Sefirot, Inner Observation, Chapter 1, Item 5. You can ask questions through the sites. Item 5, title, How can there be disparity of form in creation with respect to Ein Sof? We are still not content in this world, in souls of people, in relation to the soul of which it was said to be a part of God above. It is still unclear how it is separated from godliness to the point that we can call it a godly part. We should not say by disparity of form, since we have already said that godliness is simple light that contains the whole abundance of forms and opposite forms in the world in his simple uniqueness, as in one, unique, and unified. Hence, how can we depict disparity of form in the soul, making it different from godliness, rendering it distinct to acquire a part of him there? Indeed, this question applies primarily to the light of Ein Sof, prior to the restriction. For in the reality before us, all the worlds, upper ones and lower ones, are discerned by two discernments. The first discernment is the form of this entire reality as it is prior to the restriction. At that time, everything was without a boundary and without an end. This discernment is called the light of Ein Sof. The second discernment is the form of this entire reality from the restriction downward. Then everything became limited and measured. This discernment is called the four worlds: Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. It is known that there is no thought or perception whatsoever in his self, and there is no name or appellation in him, anything that we do not attain. How can we define it by a name? Any name implies attainment, indicating that we have attained it as that name. Thus, it is certain that there is no name or appellation whatsoever in his self. And all the names and appellations are but in his light, which expands from him. The expansion of his light prior to the restriction, which had filled the whole of reality without a boundary or an end, is called Ein Sof. Thus, we should understand how the light of Ein Sof is defined in and of itself and has departed from his self to the point that we may define it by a name, as we have said about the soul.
Shilot.
Questions?
Ein.
None.
Tov.
All right. So let's keep going.
Yes, I will. Ah, PT 19.
PT 19. please.
Yeah, good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. He says here, what is disparity of form in the soul that makes it different from godliness? And what is the reason for the disparity of form? And what should be our work? What is disparity of form from godliness?
The Creator is entirely to bestow, and the soul also needs entirely to bestow, but there's something in it in order to receive, and that's the disparity of form between them. There's nothing else that there can be a disparity, only in that.
What's the reason for the disparity? Why should there be disparity of form?
I guess it's rooted in before the creation.
And what should our work be? What should our work be in the wisdom of Kabbalah?
We need to bring the soul to a complete identification with the Creator.
And this is our whole work, to bring about equivalence of form with Him?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. USA Northeast.
The Reshemot, which resulted from the shattering, is that an image of Adam HaRishon before the shattering, or is it more than that? Is it the corrected form of Adam HaRishon?
No, the
Reshimot, the records, come from the state they went through, meaning from the shattering, and in all those records, there's a shattering, and the shattering includes also the state that came before the shattering and also what was actually shattered. And we need to relate to what we have after the shattering. Okay.
Focus group.
Focus group.
I wanted to ask about the mountain and the rock that's carved off the mountain. They both have the same essence. In the rock, in the soul, is where you find the Creator, according to my understanding. So the question is, if everything is in the soul, then there is where you make all the connections. What connections should we make outside of us with? Because the whole work is inside.
Yes.
So, what's the connection we should make outside of us between the friends? It's as if there's no such thing. There's only you and the Creator.
You need to relate to one another just as the Creator is relating to each one of you, and that will be a correction.
And the connection itself, the work itself, the labor and the connection between the points, the hearts, the sparks, it's all inside the person, not between me and the friend or between me and the ten. It's not outside. It's not outside of me.
Yes. PT 25.
Good morning. As long as the created being has not reached his own authority, he couldn't name those relations between with the Creator, right? He had to completely disconnect in order to later be able to rise from below and apply the names, as it's written here.
Yes.
PT 18.
Shalom lekulam.
Hello, everyone. I heard here the term his self is like without a vessel, his self.
Check in the study of the Ten Sfirot and the definitions what atzmuto or his self means. That's the best thing.
Thank you very much.
Turkey 2.
Değerli Rav, tanrısal bir parça nasıl yaratılan olabilir?
Shirov, how is it possible that a godly part will be a created being?
I don't understand what he was asking.
How is it possible that we have within us a part of God while we are created beings?
If we work in the will to bestow, so that will to bestow that we acquired upon the will to receive is called the divine part from above. And we work with it. That's called that we are in that with the Creator in adhesion. That's it. We never become as the Creator, God forbid. We only want to resemble Him. Man comes from the word Adam, Dome, resembles the Creator. Baltia 2.
We learn that in spirituality the differences are according to the differences in qualities, in forms. But here it says that the argument that there is a difference in qualities is incorrect.
We'll get there soon.
Mach
16.
Рафа, вот сказано, что душа — это часть Творца. То есть получается, что есть...
It is said that the soul is a part of the Creator. So it turns out that on one hand we have the separation, on the other hand the equivalence. How are there two in one?
Это перед нами. Он задает только вопросы.
We'll gradually reach it. Wait, it's still before us. He's just asking questions here now. You see it yourself.
Thank you, Rav. Why did he give us a part of God above, to each of us, within us?
So we can take that part and unite and resemble Him. PT
8. Rav, I'm trying to understand what he's asking in item 5. He's breaking up.
Gilad, we can't hear you good.
What is he asking in item 5? Where does our attainment begin? He's breaking up badly. What is his question in item 5?
Check your microphone.
Chadera 1.
Rav,
The light has a name and the Creator has a name. What's the difference between them?
The Creator we call according to the way He relates to us, how we feel His relation towards us. And same thing with the light that comes from Him.
So what is the difference?
The difference is that the light is the source and the light is the action.
And concerning us, how do we perceive it?
We perceive it the way it's said, that the Creator is the source of the light. And the light is the action of the Creator.
In other words, we will be able to discern between his action and the source.
That's why that's what the Kabbalists write.
Thank you.
Kabu 3.
Boker Tov, Rav. I think I heard Rav say to answering a friend that we have to work to relate the work as after the shattering. So the question is, why? Is it in order for us to have room for faith above reason and maintain the concealment?
האם זה נעשה כך כדי שאנחנו נוכל להתפתח לאמונה למעלה מהדעת? מה הקשר בין השבירה או לעבודה או משהו כזה?
אנחנו צריכים להתעלות למעלה מהדעת.
We need to rise above the shattering and then we correct all of creation.
Woman Ukraine.
Women Ukraine.
Спасибо. Когда свет отсутствует, это неосознанное состояние. А когда
when the light is absent, it's a state that is where we are unconscious. When gradual revelation begins, is that a state of consciousness, awareness already, and it allows, enables the revelation of the names and forms?
Спасибо.
Very right, dear. Haifa very three. Right. Haifa 3.
Shalom, Rabbi Klivlami.
Hello, hello, World Kli. I'd like to understand, does the light come from His self or from the Creator?
That we cannot say. The light comes. That's it.
Thank you.
Yeah, we cannot talk about that. Okay, Moshe, what next?
Item 6.
Yeah. Item 6, please.
Item 6, explanation of the words of our sages. Hence, work and labor have been prepared for the reward of the souls. For one who eats that which is not one's own is afraid to look upon one's face. Number 6. To somewhat understand this sublime place, we must go into further detail. We shall research the axis of the entire reality before us and its general purpose. Is there an operation without a purpose? And what is that purpose for which He has invented this entire reality before us in the upper worlds and in the lower worlds? Indeed, our sages have already instructed us in many places that all the worlds were created only for Israel, who observe Torah and mitzvot, commandments. And this is well known. However, we should understand this question of our sages who asked about it. If the purpose of creation of the worlds was to delight His creatures, why did He create this corporeal, turbid, and tormented world? Without it, He could certainly delight the souls as much as He wanted. So why did He bring the soul into such a murky and filthy body? They explained it with the verse, one who eats that which is not one's own is afraid to look upon one's face. This means that there is a flaw of shame in any free gift. To spare the souls this blemish, He has created this world where there is work and they will enjoy their labor in the future. For they take their whole reward in return for their work and are thus spared the blemish of shame.
ניצולים על ידי זה מפגם של בושה.
זאת אומרת יש כאן,
that means that there's actually one thing here. The creator is the one bestowing, we are the ones receiving in order to bring us to resemble Him. he gives in the will to receive the feeling of the difference between it to the Creator, and this feeling is called shame. It's clear to us from this world, just as we, when we have to receive from someone, as much as we are ashamed of it, there are a lot of cases that we reject something that is given to us and we don't want to receive it, because the shame burns us, lowers us. And in order to make the created beings to be as the Creator, on the same degree of the giving, of the bestowing, exalted, so the Creator performs the corrections. He created all the souls and all the degrees, and what we are doing all in all it's done in order to correct, to skip, to rise above this gap that is between the receiver and the bestower. We do not have any way to do it, but only through working through the wisdom of Kabbalah. Until we grow as babies or in the mother, or either we're born and we don't feel ourselves yet as disconnected from the mother, so we demand and demand everything that we deserve. But when we do correct ourselves, so we reach a place where we can receive in order to bestow. And then our actions become equal in their essence to the actions of the Creator. We give to Him, and He gives to us. We give Him the vessel, and He gives us the fulfillment, the light. And then we reach identification, equivalence with the Creator. And it turns out that in this way we can reach His degree.
PT 19.
What's not clear to me, he says, in any free gift there is shame to the created beings. What's the reason for the free gift? Why does He give us shame when we receive something?
Because there's a receiver and a bestower. The bestower is whole. He has everything. The receiver has nothing. That's why when he wants to complete himself, he must receive from the bestower.
But how can I not be ashamed when I receive something? What should I do so as not to be ashamed when I receive something from the Creator?
You need to be like Him.
Like Him?
Yes.
And then what? I'll have no shame?
You'll have no shame if you bestow with your actions and you don't receive. So you will be like the Creator.
What's the root of the problem? Why does He make me be ashamed of my actions?
The root is that you are a receiver.
So what if I'm receiving? Should I be ashamed of what I'm receiving?
Of course.
Why? Why should I be ashamed? He's given it to me, so why should I be ashamed? It's not clear to me.
You never feel in your life that you're ashamed if you receive?
Many times, if I receive something for free, of course it's unpleasant.
Is
this what he wants to do, to make it feel unpleasant when he gives? It's as if he does things. He gives me things, so I'll be ashamed of receiving from him?
The Creator wants to give to you, but you cannot receive because in your reception you will feel shame. So you reject the reception. Stop playing with your microphone.
I'm not touching it. If I'm receiving something from the Creator, do I have to be ashamed anyhow of what I'm receiving from Him?
If you receive, you feel shame.
I understand. Okay, thank you.
Again with somebody touching the microphone. Just disconnect your microphones.
Tov.
Haifa 3.
Shalom Rav,
can we say that shame comes from a lack of intention?
Shame comes from lack of intention, that's correct. From lack of the intention in order to bestow from the created being.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav,
how can we feel spiritual shame? Because the shame of this world is that a person hides his ego, and spiritual shame is when he already has a restriction. Let's say he stole, but he can't steal. That restriction doesn't let him steal. So how can we even feel spiritual shame?
Spiritual shame is felt in a person's intentions. PT 20.
He writes here that in any free gift there is a flaw of shame, and to prevent the blemish of shame, he created this world where there is a reality of work, labor. What is the connection between shame and this world and work? What kind of work is he talking about in this world?
When a person connects to the friends, and between them he builds, above his will to receive, a common vessel, a desire to bestow, and then with that vessel, he comes to the Creator and asks for corrections and for fulfillments.
And this way he prevents the shame?
Yes, by this he prevents the shame. Because he doesn't receive for himself, he receives for the friends, and in this way, each one for everyone.
Woman Moscow 6.
Women Moscow 6.
Здравствуйте. Ну вот обычно, когда у нас хватает сил, мы собираем именно, соединяем части, подобные Творцу, да, в десятки, собираем их, но иногда...
Usually when we have enough forces, we connect the parts that are similar.
Вот какой подарок в этот момент
that are equivalent to the Creator. And sometimes the descents are so big that you can't hold on to the Creator. So how to connect in those states that you can't hold on to anything?
Никак иначе.
Ну вот обычно, когда вкладываешь в подруги, они ценные, ты поднимаешь их.
For the friends and not otherwise.
Usually when we invest in the friends, they are so precious and you're in the work. But sometimes a heaviness comes and you can't see any value in what's going on. So what should we ask of the Creator in those states?
But He will raise the value of the friends in your eyes.
So specifically the value of the environment.
Gracias, Rab. Una pregunta. Entonces el Creador nos quiere dar todo. Pero para
so the Creator wants to give us everything, but in order for us to not feel the shame, the Creator puts us in this reality where we need to exert in order so we don't feel the shame when we receive everything He wants to give us?
Yes.
Brazil 1.
Brazil 1.
Obrigada, Rav. O que significa direcionar todos os nossos desejos para o Criador?
Thank you, Rav. What does it mean that we aim all of our desires to the Creator? What does it mean in practice?
That we want in every opportunity to bestow upon Him so that the benefit, the feeling that we get out of it, He will receive it and enjoy. Mach 3.
Да, а вот работа по распространению даст нам получать свет Творца без
ощущения? Да, конечно.
Привлекаете к себе дополнительные желания. Вы эти желания ставите под общий экран. You ask for everyone, filling with light, so the light will fill them, correct them, and raise them to the level of the Creator. What more than that? What can be more than that? So it turns out that the most important thing is to work in the group. Moscow 3.
Moscow 3, Ain?
Не было вопроса.
No, Moscow 3?
Ясно. Ну, тогда Тель-Авив.
No question, Rav.
Кен, слиха, Рав. Не дайно, альнен шла буша.
Sorry, it's still the thing about the shame. So envy, lust, and honor, it's easy to find those feelings in the group in advance. But shame, how do you find a feeling of shame as a force to advance? With, where is that?
That's a problem. Because shame, we cover it even before it surfaces into our feelings.
So that's exactly it. So how do I find that feeling?
How do I find it? I try to be together with the friends, and then among them, with them, I gradually discover what a nothing I am compared to the group. And this is how I come to shame.
Балтия 2.
Я тоже насчет стыда хотел спросить. В нашем мире повышение...
I also wanted to ask about shame. In our world, to receive for myself doesn't awaken any shame. A person receives, he's not embarrassed of it or ashamed, he wants to receive as much as he can. He feels shame only when someone discovered his ego. Let's say everybody discovered that he stole. So then the feeling of shame can only be under the influence of the upper light.
Yes.
And this bestowal of the light awakens shame not in the moment you received, but once you have an opportunity to receive.
Correct. So what's your question?
Так вопрос и был уточнить, правильно ли понимаю.
I just want to make sure I understand correctly.
You understand everything correctly. You understand everything correctly. Don't worry. We just need a little more time and patience and diligence, and everything will be revealed. You can see what is happening in the world. Okay, next. Moshe, what do we do next?
We can either continue in number 7 or whichever, what you want.
Item 7.
Number 7, title, what is the connection between working 70 years and eternal delight? as there is no greater free gift than this.
This is something very special. We live, let's call it 70 years. This is what Kabbalists write. 70 years in this world. And even if we work properly in this world for the duration of the 70 years, the wisdom of Kabbalah, Kabbalists say that we have before us infinity and an endless pleasure. And we were just talking about shame. So, how can it be that we will work 70 years, even if it is from the day of birth to the day of death? Absolutely. It is still limited. So how can it be that in return for this, we will receive the world of infinity, Ein Sof? Yes?
These words of theirs are perplexing through and through. First, bewilderment. Our primary aim and prayer is spare us from treasure of a free gift. Our sages said that the treasure of a free gift is prepared only for the greatest souls in the world. Their answer is even more perplexing. They said that there is a great flaw in free gifts, namely the shame that encounters every receiver of a free gift. To mend this, the Creator had prepared this world where there is work and labor, so as to take the reward for their work and labor in the next world. But their answer is very odd. What is this like? It is like a person who says to his friend, work with me for just one moment, and in return, I will give you every pleasure and treasure in the world for the rest of your life. There is indeed no greater free gift than this, since the reward is utterly incomparable with the work. For the work is in this world a transient, worthless world compared to the reward and the pleasure in the eternal world. For what value is there to the passing world compared to the eternal world? It is even more so with regard to the quality of the labor, which is worthless compared to the quality of the reward. Our sages said, the Creator is destined to bequeath each and every righteous 310 worlds. We cannot say that the Creator gives some of the reward in return for their work, and the rest is a free gift. For then, what good would that do? The blemish of shame would remain in the rest of the gift. Indeed, their words are not to be taken literally, for there is a profound meaning here.
Ken.
Yes. So, are there questions? Moshe, you need to read again.
Again, number 7. Title, what is the connection between working 70 years and eternal delight? As there is no greater free gift than this.
In other words, in this world, now we can work in giving, in connection, in bestowal, in anything good for our entire life. Let's say that it is 70 years. And in return for this, we will receive an eternal world, complete, perfect, full of all the pleasures without any limitations. How can it be such a thing? Let's say that it happens. After that, aren't we left with a free gift, the feeling of shame? Is this clear? What is asking?
Itafor.
Do you want to ask?
Yes, thank you, Rav. I don't understand what the next world is. What are we going to receive there? Is it something that's going to happen now in this world, in a different reality? What? I don't understand.
That doesn't matter. The next world is the next state in which you receive reward. That's it.
19.
PT-19. It sounds here that his friend tells him that this work doesn't sound reasonable. So really, what are we doing? Almost nothing in this world. And he'll give you all the upper worlds and all that and all this. So that's not shame that he's bringing us? We still want to attain the upper worlds even though there's shame. What's happening here?
I don't know. I recommend to keep reading and not jump. And I'm telling you again, don't touch the microphone.
Near my hands, I'm not touching.
I don't know, but whenever you speak, we have noise.
Tov.
Okay.
Gamarno.
We're done.
אז אנחנו בעוד זין.
So number seven. These words of theirs are perplexing through and through. First, bewilderment. Our primary aim and prayer is spare us the treasure of a free gift. Our sages said that the treasure of a free gift is prepared only for the greatest souls in the world. Their answer is even more perplexing. They said that there is a great flaw in free gifts, namely the shame that encounters every receiver of a free gift. To mend this, the Creator has prepared this world where there is work and labor so as to take the reward for their work and labor in the next world. But their answer is very odd. What is this like? It is like a person who says to his friend, work with me for just one moment, and in return, I will give you every pleasure and treasure in the world for the rest of your life. There is indeed no greater free gift than this, since the reward is utterly incomparable with the work. For the work is in this world, a transient, worthless world compared to the reward and the pleasure in the eternal world. For what value is there to the passing world compared to the eternal world? It is even more so with regard to the quality of the labor, which is worthless compared to the quality of the reward. Our sages said, the Creator is destined to bequeath each and every righteous 310 worlds. We cannot say that the Creator gives some of the reward in return for their work, and the rest is a free gift. For then, what good would that do? The blemish of shame would remain in the rest of the gift. Indeed, their words are not to be taken literally, for there is a profound meaning here.
He writes beautifully, and do we at least understand what he's asking? Women have three.
What you were saying about the shame, can I ask about it?
No, first about what we were talking about here. Don't confuse us.
Woman Mach 21.
Women Mac 21.
Клиент, скажите, Раф, состояние отдачи, получается, ликвидирует стыд, правильно?
Да.
The state of bestowal neutralizes the shame.
Зеу, энетер шилот.
That's it. No further questions.
Маусим.
Okay. So what are we doing?
Бехлаль шилот носапот. Ешнам?
In general, other questions, are there? Mac 3.
Да, спасибо. Раф, ну вот мы учим это, и если человек уже точно знает, что...
We learn that if a person knows for sure that what the Creator gives a person first contentment, joy to the Creator. So why is he embarrassed to receive if he knows for sure that from this the Creator is getting pleasure?
Нигде не сказано, что Творец получает удовольствие от того, что он дает человеку.
In no place is it said that the Creator enjoys giving to a person.
Тбилиси.
Тбилиси.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Здравствуйте, мировой Гли. Раф, в нашем мире так легко ощутить этот стыд. Это понимают все.
In our world, it's easy to feel shame. Everybody understands that.
Трудно вот относительно Творца вот почувствовать это.
There's a clear example of that. But why is it hard to feel it towards the Creator?
Because we don't feel Him. We can't depict Him to ourselves, and that's why it's difficult for us to understand, to feel what the Creator feels, what He receives from us, what we receive from Him. All of this is still hidden from us. That's why our state is called concealment.
А игра поможет в этом развитии?
Can acting help?
Кстати, вот играть.
In this development of our feelings, to act, to imagine the Creator for ourselves, or so on. Towards a group, you can somehow feel it, because we get a lot from it, but what's behind the group, that the Creator's there, it's harder.
When you come closer to the group, you will begin to feel the Creator who is behind it. You have to get closer to the group. With all your soul, with all your heart, just come closer to them, and then you'll start to feel the Creator who is behind the group. Moscow 7.
Спасибо, Раф. Вот хочется понять, что здесь имеет в виду Бальсулам. Но вот мне пришел такой...
I want to understand what Бальсулам means here. I thought maybe this example, that when I studied in school and my parents told me, you learn well, you'll have a good future, so I understood that and I wanted to believe them.
But
it was in some distant perspective. And I saw examples that even people that did study well didn't always get what they wanted. And here, downstairs, they were calling me to come play soccer. That was closer, so it's hard to hold on to this gap. On one hand, it's clear. On the other hand, nature is stronger than you in every given moment. it reveals itself. So when Bala Sulam gives such a perspective that is so broad, so in our mind it's clear, but how does he not take into account that our desire to receive can't implement this? I don't know how to express it.
We cannot realize ourselves in the desire to bestow. And in the desire to receive, it's very limited for us. So it turns out that from both ends, we receive nothing.
Николаев, Сочи.
Николаев, Сочи.
А вот вообще чем человек может, ну кроме 70 лет своей жизни, заплатить Творцу как?
Except for the 70 years of his life, what can a person pay the Creator with for his advancement? If those 70 years were also given as a gift to a person, it turns out that I'm working for the Creator, and thanks to that I can receive, but it's not the right.
Of course, it's a proper reward. He writes it. He says, what is the connection in the work of the 70 years?
Вечным наслаждением. То есть то, что мы отдаем.
And eternal reward. What is the connection between them? In other words, let's say we exert for 70 years, and let's say we make all our efforts. How can it compare
бесконечному to по времени и по объему наслаждению, которое Творец уготовил?
Infinite pleasure, both in time and in volume, that the Creator has prepared for us. And we even think that we need to do something in order to correct ourselves and not feel shame. How can that be? In other words, he is, in this excerpt, he is bringing us into a state of dead end.
Это звучит довольно выгодный обмен, всего 70 лет на вечность.
That sounds like exchange, a different kind of reward.
And where's the shame?
It's shame if I'm the will to receive and I see that's worth it for me. So life itself was given to me from the Creator. I didn't give him anything. He, to begin with, gave me everything and gave me this reward.
In other words, you enjoy for 70 years and you don't see yourself whatsoever in any kind of debt to the Creator.
But the whole matter is that I feel He gave me this life as a gift. And here I'm offered like another bonus of eternal life. Even my regular life doesn't belong to me, gives me everything, and he says, I'm also going to give you eternal life afterwards, so I'm even more ashamed.
Yes, so the shame you will experience is called Genom, a punishment in hell, torments in hell. You will feel it as terrible torments.
Сейчас пока на то, что тебя ждет.
There's no point speaking now about what awaits you. Nothing awaits us, but only to the extent that we attain adhesion with the Creator.
Понятно?
Understand?
То есть то, что сейчас есть у нас какой-то стыд, что мы получающие, это вообще не стыд.
So the fact that now we have a feeling of receiving, that's not even shame. The real shame is in the future.
Ты находишься в состоянии как младенец.
You're not actually receiving yet. You're like a baby in its mother's bosom, and she still hasn't released it.
I
understand that everybody who studies Kabbalah has a certain feeling that you have to bestow more than he gives to you. But we don't know what to bestow to him yet.
Of course, you're right.
Ukraine woman.
Ukraine women.
Стыд можно ощутить, и он строится тогда, когда ты уже с кем-то отношения выстраиваешь.
You can feel shame, but that's once you build a relationship with someone, or you're aspiring to build a relationship, because if you're indifferent, you don't have any feeling that you need to come into any contact with anybody, or discover any qualities inside you, or between you and the others. Because only then shame could come, and that's what helps you reach the right prayer in quantity and quality.
You're right, dear. Absolutely right. And your questions are good. With this, we will conclude our lesson today, Moshe.
So we are going to summarize the lesson in the tens now, share the main points we heard in the lesson. So please, lesson summary in the tens.
I heard we have to come closer to the group with all our hearts, with our soul, gestured with his hands, really like that. And then we will see the Creator who is behind the group.
I also heard that this whole life is very short compared to the eternal life, eternal pleasure that comes from the Creator. And there's a big question by man, as much as he is willing to follow the friends, the group, the teacher, and discover everything that is waiting there in Ein Sof.
I also heard that if a person advances correctly, he is constantly close to the friends, and through them he also comes closer to the Creator.
I heard like you. We also heard during the end of the lesson that we don't even understand what this shame is yet, and we will discover it. We have good questions, but the answers aren't clear.
Come closer to the group and feel like you are completely nothing, and then you will come to shame.
My summary from the first part is that we have to connect between us, to have a vessel to connect to the Creator with, and the main thing is our yearning to adhere to Him.
All the work is in connection with the friends and the prayer to the Creator.
That he distances him from the friends, he has to demand from the Creator to lift him from the evil inclination.
In the first part, we learned that the work of bestowal is hated by our ego, and it's built this way deliberately so that from our failures we will reach a prayer and a connection with the Creator.
And there was also a relation to dissemination. When a person brings deficiencies from the outside so the Creator can fill. And that's how he expands his vessel. And also how important it is. It's the main thing in the work. Also in connection and dissemination.
There was also some talking about ascents and descents, and a person wanting to come out of the descent. So again, it's about getting closer to the friends, connecting with them, annulling himself before them, and from there to rise.
Yeah, and in the first part, we heard that both lines lead a person to the goal, right and left. We talked about a lot in this article. The left creates a deficiency in a person in all kinds of states that he can't work anymore, then he'll run to the other direction. That's how he's led to the right place.
Let's read announcements before the end of the lesson. This evening at 7, there will be the program Building a Spiritual Environment in Hebrew. It will broadcast on Zoom. We'll send the link later. The broadcast today at 12 noon, the noon lesson. And we'll end with a song.
Changer de corps, mais notre âme, elle, est éternelle. En suivant les pas des saints, nous ne serons jamais perdus. Vous êtes mes frères et sœurs pour cette dernière bataille, face à l'instinct qui est en moi. Face au désir, vous êtes mes frères et sœurs, on ira jusqu'au bout et nous entendrons le Seigneur dire, mes fils m'ont vaincu. Следом за нами пойдет весь народ. Ворота открыты, царь стоит у ворот. И видим, о чудо, накрыты столы. И целую вечность там сидим уже мы. Мы, други любимые, идем последний бой. Вознесется душа моя к свету сквозь боль. Вы, братья любимые, я с вами хоть в огонь. Верю, что скажет нам Творец, сдаюсь побежден. אחי שלי לקרב האחרון מול היצר שבי בוער מול הרצון אתם האחים שלי